Hey, good listeners, Shanga here, taking a little detour from our regular podcast programming to share a special series with you called What We Are Willing to Do for Each Other, an introduction to a village artist grant system. Now, I've been working on this research vision dream for quite a long time. A village artist grant system is a new kind of business model and a new way of doing not so business as usual with each other as a community of storytellers, medicine carriers, healers, activists, and good listeners. I've had this series on my website for a couple months now, and now I'm sharing it on my podcast. So there are 13 episodes in this series. I'm dropping all of them all at once. They're short episodes, and the whole series is about 3 hours long. You can check out the website in the show notes for all the links I mention, the episode transcripts, as well as extra journal prompts and reflection questions for the super nerdy, of course. Here, I want to take you through a little introduction on what you can expect in this series. First, when I say this is a new business model, I have to say that there is actually nothing new about this system, and that's the point. The reason why it was created rests on a fundamental commitment to return to our personal and collective birthright. It is our birthright to re-member and practice deeply heartfelt, thriving ways of being village members together, even now, amidst all the injustice, especially now, amidst all of the injustice. A village artist grant system prioritizes, protects, and stabilizes the process of massive personal and collective transformation. This system rests on our active commitment to bring forth memories of the thriving village that we all have stored in our bones, our blood, our organ systems, our spiritual body, our oracle visions, and that we find in our friendship with the land, the stars, the cosmos, and all of nature. We need to invest in ongoing processes of research, storytelling, and remembering village practices everywhere, from how we move through conflict and breakups, to how we support survivors and perpetrators of abuse, how we process rage, grief, lineage trauma, how we unwind from religious violence, how we repair our personal relationship with the spirit world, how we approach activism and organizing strategies, how we come into deeper realms of healing, intimacy, sex, partnership, friendship, how we grow old together well, how we can show up more for our young people and our elders, and certainly how we do business with each other. One of the smartest things we can do right now is apply thriving village practices to how we exchange and grow money. Too many of us cannot find adequate employment. Too many are depleted in a 9-to-5 that takes way more than it gives. Too many have been running solo businesses or freelancing for years and need to know that you can take a break for as long as you need without losing everything. Too many are being awakened into a spiritual healing journey that deserves your full attention, with no idea how you would pay your bills while doing so. Too many are being asked to come forward and take more leadership in the world, holding enormous, deeply inspired and needed projects in your belly, and you have no idea how you could possibly get all the funding you truly need. Too many have been running themselves ragged, creating endless content, relying too much on social media, all while parenting and keeping up 3 jobs on the side. Too many are reliant on government, corporate, academic, nonprofit funding that might get the job done, but never enough and often at too high a cost. Too many are getting squeezed out of funding that they could previously rely on because of their activism or willingness to speak out about injustice. Too many are realizing the way they used to make money in general just doesn't work anymore. Too many are turning to all kinds of weird money-making schemes out of desperation. Too many are relying on under-the-table stuff where your safety isn't protected. Too many are abandoning their true heart-centered life path out of necessity to get a quote-unquote real job in a quote-unquote stable industry, when the reality is no industry steeped in a colonial or capitalist tradition is actually stable right now. Those who are paying attention can see that clearly. Too many are financially dependent on jobs and institutions where you have to mask who you really are. And you can't fully express your gifts, and it's eating away at you. Too many are bankrolled by the same parties funding the genocides you take to the streets to protest, and it is eating you alive. Too many are financially dependent on transphobic, queerphobic, or otherwise abusive relationships. Too many are staying in unhappy relationships because of money. Too many are trying everything that you can to get a business off the ground, or going into debt trying to make it successful, and it's just not happening quick enough. Hint: there may be something in your spirit that knows in a thriving village there are some seasons of life that you are not supposed to buy and sell. In those places, maybe you need a village artist grant instead. Our practices of mutual aid need to be brought deeper into fundamental practices of sacred reciprocity and a spirit of mutuality that lives in our knowing of the global thriving village determined to remember itself. This means developing village practices to financially support one another, not just when we are in crisis and not just when we can't make ends meet, but in every phase of life, growth, death, and evolution of the soul, spirit, and body. A village artist grant system will support you to grow money when you're not in crisis and ensure we are more organized when folks are in crisis, and mitigates the chance for more of us to go into crisis in the first place. Our practices of reparations, reciprocity, and mutuality with Black, Indigenous, Afro-Indigenous, caste-oppressed, so-called third world communities, and our non-human relatives must also be brought into a deeper place. Right now, the masses are only inspired to give real reparations when the realities of genocide, murder, brutality, and environmental catastrophe are popular in the news cycle. In our current state, people in severe crisis have to also become social media stars, viral content creators, and share horrific details of their suffering in order to get the support they need, with little to no support or even acknowledgement of how violent fame can be. A village artist grant system empowers everyone financially to rebalance their lineages and lived experiences on a regular basis. It frees us from colonial charity models and dismantles our personal and collective savior complex. It rests on the ongoing commitment to claim and receive what truly belongs to you and give back what doesn't. A village artist grant system organizes itself around one central principle, and that is, we can be each other's public funding system. Here, we hold each other accountable to the fact that the right, responsibility, and power of public funding belongs to the village, and not to colonial capitalist institutions. Some may pause this conversation to say, okay, but how would this actually work? There are two separate river streams I hear when people ask this question. The first stream is not actually a question, it's a sarcastic statement. A sarcasm that is probably rooted in deep wounds of being let down repeatedly in community. Believe me, I have this voice in me too. Okay, but how would that actually work? Meaning, that would never work. Underneath that, what you're actually saying is not that it would never work, but that we would never do that for each other. And that's why I named this whole series, this medicine bundle, and the spirit of this invitation, what we are willing to do for each other? For me, this title is a question and a curiosity. What are we willing to do for each other? Because I don't know. But I am willing to find out if the answer is not much of anything or so much of everything. The title holds so much of my personal longing and my personal commitment. What are we willing to do for each other holds what I know and believe in my bones, my spirit, even as someone who is very burnt and jaded from my experiences in community. Even so, I have this truth and unbridled joy birthing, spilling out of me too, that I'm honestly so happy and grateful to be holding this question and all of its promise. And when I think about everything that had to unfold in the universe, throughout the generations and across my lifetime, for me to just hold this right now, that in itself is a miracle. What are we willing to do for each other? I don't know everything on the other side of this question, but I do know that I want it. I do know this is my garden to tend to, whether neither its life nor death is guaranteed. The second river stream of, okay, but how would that work, is a genuine inquiry. It's an invitation to do this research and practice together. An invitation into a process of experimentation. Wild, gorgeous, imperfect invention. Where we win, we lose, we try, we learn. But stop me before I start singing Alanis lyrics. Ongoing adjustment and evaluation. Course correcting, going deeper, remembering more, dismantling more, and constant evolution. How would that work? How could this work? What can we try today? What small steps can we take to make big, impactful moves? And when we enter the conversation here, what becomes possible? If you're here with me, I invite you to travel through this Medicine Bundle series that I've created. I've recorded 13 voice notes taking you through my vision of a village artist grant system. We'll go through everything from what money-moving workshops could look like that feed into creating village artist grants for people like you and me, to breaking down core principles taking us back into the heart of the thriving village. And we'll talk about how you can get involved, how you can help grow this garden and benefit from the fruits of its labor. So let me just take you through the chapter list and then we can dive in. We'll begin with 1, red. Overview, who this system is and isn't for. Episode 2 is orange, the money moving workshop part 1. Episode 3, yellow, protecting the integrity of your healing journey. Episode 4, green, the money moving workshop part 2. Episode 5, blue, the liberation we make possible as this system grows. 6, indigo, let's talk about investors. 7, shades of purple, a tour of our garden in 3 parts. 7A, magenta, the ancestors' cinematic universe. 7B, orchid, dream artist residencies. 7C, violet, bodies of wisdom in development. And 7D, hot pink elephant, accountability and trust. Finally, we're moving on to 8, prismatic, the entry portal. And 9, solid gold, Easter eggs, and an important dedication. I welcome you into this special series, good listeners, and truly this labor of love. I'll see you on the other side.